episode 2597, Don't Fall Asleep on Life.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are having a fabulous week. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama, and let me tell you, we are going to go deep on something. So I hope you're awake, because you don't want to fall asleep on life. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, when you live, you should feel alive. But many of our children are going through the motions with no emotions. Don't fall asleep on life. This is your time to shine. You know, it's time for us as parents to wake up and see our children. They are longing for our attention, and never should they have to fight to be seen by their parents. But today, I'm gonna give it and keep it real for you. So many parents don't even know what their children are doing on a daily basis. They look forward to school starting and then holding their breath until vacation is over just to send their child back to school. Now, I get it that you may not be exactly like this, but we all have had thoughts of, if I only had myself to take care of. A lot of us can come to that quick reality and snap into deep focus. However, if parents act like their students drive, there are problems all around. And you know, there's a story to this. Every day I experience a drop-off line, whether it's picking them up or taking them to school, which includes parents taking their students or a student driving. And the crazy thing is that the students don't pay attention to their driving, and the parents are too caught up in what they are thinking or doing, including being on their phone, yes, in the car. And in our state, it's illegal to be on your phone, and the fines are doubled when you are in a school zone. Basically, it's chaos at its best. Our school gets the ultimate reward for it. One thing I've learned, though, with teaching thousands of children and raising five of my own, plus a grandchild and son-in-law, it's not about what you don't see, but about what you do with who you see. You've got to see your child for who he or she is. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. See your child for who she is. See your child for who he is. Little do we understand, but the attention from a parent for a child is golden. The Olympics are going on. You've got gold, silver, and bronze. Your child wants to be seen by you, and they want the gold medal every single day. There's nothing like it. Yet, you and I can get so bogged down with what's going on in life that honestly, it doesn't directly affect them. Right? But still, though we let them in on all the secrets before the secrets need to be revealed, why do we have to have our children grow up so fast? Yes, at times they need to know what's going on, but do they need to know all the details? Do they need to hear all the arguments? Do they need to see all the bills? Yes, there's a time and place for everything. But children need to be able to lead a childlike life with support, love, forgiveness, grace, and discipline. However, are you giving that gift to your child? I really want you to ask yourself that question. Are you giving that gift to your child? Or are you running your life as if, I'm just kind of going through the motions with no emotions? Or maybe you're going through the motions with too many emotions. It can go one way or the other, and one way isn't bad, one way isn't worse, one way isn't good. It just is what it is. But I want you to be honest with yourself. Now, I know for me, I fail many, many times over. And so I thought, why not come today to all of our parents and those who mentor children, coach children? Don't fall asleep on life. See your child for who he is. See your child for who she is, because they should matter to you more than anything in this world. And that includes money, fame, fortune, all of it, including gold medals. So don't fall asleep on life. How can we support our children? How can we love them? How can we allow them to be seen? Well, number one, recognize your child's everyday talents. This is a natural pick-me-up when everything around them could be falling apart. We've got to see their strengths before they even see them. And we have to remind them that they have strengths. We have to remind them that, gosh darn it, bud, I know you messed up on that quiz, but guess what? You're still doing amazing. You still have gotten B's if they're maybe typically a C student. You've got to be their biggest cheerleader. That means, yes, you can't tire it out. You have to recognize your child's everyday talents. You have to carry their belief torch because honestly, no one is carrying it for them. And as hard as our teachers work, they have too many students. We as parents need to get more involved. Don't have someone else raising your child. If you have been following the Olympics, all I have to say is the women's single skate. If you haven't followed it, go look it up. It's out there everywhere. And it's sad what's happening to a 15-year-old. And I can see all sides of it. But as a parent, it makes me furious because she doesn't have someone around her that's protecting her. And you as a parent, you as a mentor, as a coach, as an auntie, as a grandma, you need to be protecting the children around you. Don't fall asleep on life because if you're falling asleep on life, don't you think they are too? Yes. Because a lot of times they're just going through the motions. Have you seen how they scroll through things? Did you know our attention spans are less than a goldfish now? Don't you think there's a problem with that? And it's not just with kids. It's all human beings. A goldfish should not exceed our focus. So we've got to recognize our children's everyday talents. We've got to pay attention to them so that they know they stand out above anything and everything. Number two, restore your child's hope in everyday life. Help them see what they can't see. That means you might have to dream a little dream for them. You have to be the one carrying that belief torch saying, you know what? You can do this. Yeah, you're falling down. That's okay. We're going to brush you off and you're going to get back up on it. Because you're made for more. You got what it takes. And no, it doesn't feel great at times. But you can do this. Restore your child's hope in everyday life. And finally, number three, revive your child's heartbeat to thrive. They have to believe as much as you do. This is an energy a child possesses that is so childlike that it's contagious. But a lot of times we don't see that. Our child's energy is fizzling out. They're like zombies in the mornings and they're zombies in the evening. Have you watched your child lately? They're exhausted. They have so many activities and you're wondering, why aren't you doing things? Are you eating right? Are you sleeping right? Well, mom, are you paying attention? Because you need to be there asking questions. You need to know where your child is. You need to know what they're doing and who they're doing it with. And sometimes you need to say, you know what? You want to go hang with your friends, but I'm telling you right now, you're exhausted. And you've got a tournament happening this weekend. So no, now is not the time to do it. Sometimes you have to be the rough one. Sometimes you have to say no. Even though you're like, yeah, but I really want to say yes. And it's so much easier to say yes. Revive your child's heartbeat to thrive. Be aware of when your child feels out of place or is quieter or even louder than normal. This could be a flat line for them. So encourage beyond the grades and engage beyond the phone. Sometimes we just stop there. We look at their grades and we're like, oh, great, they're doing fine. They're B's and A's, or maybe they're all A's. And you're like, wow, they're soaring. They got a 4.0. It's awesome. And then the next thing you know, they're on their phone or they're gaming. And all of a sudden, one day, something's not right. What happened in those months? You've got to revive your child's heartbeat to thrive. Help your child enjoy life. Is it going to be easy? No way. But it's so worth everything. What you do today is your living legacy. But you have to be willing to fight the battle. Parenting is not for the weak. It makes you a stronger person. And it really develops some inner strength that most of us never knew we had. I am blessed with now 6 children and a grandson. And I look at all 7 of them, and each of them are so unique and so different. And it's awesome, but it also drives me crazy because I have to learn something new every single day for each of them. If you calculate that times 365 days a year, do you know how much I'm learning just based on the children? A lot. That's what's happening in my life. It's ridiculous. But that's the life I have been granted because I am a mom. And if you're a mom, if you're a mentor, a coach, a dad, a grandma, an auntie, even a sister, you have influence over the children. You've got to pay attention. Be a living legacy today. Stand up for them. Recognize, restore, and revive. Don't fall asleep on life. Plant your roots and soar on wings. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.